from the editor's desk by Judy Wilkinson. Newsflash. We learned at the convention that our cassette duplicator has died. We are asking all interested recipients of the cassette version of the BC to participate in a conference call on November 11th. Check the connection or the CCB listserv for call-in information. In the meantime, for the next two issues, cassette users will receive the magazine on CD. What Jeff says in his article wonderfully dovetails with my message to BC readers. As a member of ACB's Board of Publications, I am privileged to help select ACB's Writing and Newsletter Awards. At this year's ACB convention, I had a secret to keep and a job to do, make sure a certain person was in the room during the awards presentations during the Monday morning session. Imagine my nervousness when minutes before Board of Publications Chair Denise Colley would announce the name, I couldn't ascertain her presence. Finally, I just had to hope. Sure enough, when the winner of ACB's Top Writing Award, the Ned E. Freeman Award for the Best Single Article of the Year, was announced, our own very surprised Susan Glass made her way from the far back of the room to the podium to cheers and applause, lots of which came from the California delegation. She spoke of the honor of sharing with and contributing to our community. Read Best Audio Holiday Season Ever in the Braille Forum, March, 2015. Since Susan has taken on the role of BC Associate Editor, she has contributed articles to each issue, especially those chapter profiles. This issue is no exception. Speaking of awards, by the time you read this, the Blind Californian Awards for 2014 will have been announced at the CCB convention. More about those in the winter issue. But there has been a scarcity of articles submitted by members in 2015. The Publications Committee will have slim pickings in considering writing awards for 2015. But while awards are nice, what we really are missing is the vital input of articles from BC readers. As Jeff reminds us in his column, we all live interesting lives and could inspire others by sharing our experiences. In fact, I've heard from several BC readers about our nonagenarians and octogenarians. Someone tapped me on the shoulder at the ACB convention and my dear friend Obi Shulman, whom I can always count on to tease me mercilessly in our exhibit hall which he co-chairs, hissed, "What am I, chopped liver?" I promised I had been saving him for an interview article. Winter is coming. Charlotte Criddle from my own Bayview chapter shyly asked me if I would add her to the list. You bet, Charlotte, 89 this past August 19th, with four children, five grandchildren, one each passed away, and count them, six great-grandchildren. Charlotte reminded me of other Bayviewers. Connie Gill, I mentioned Elle in the last issue but forgot Connie, who you may remember paid her back BC dues at $10 an issue, a mighty $500. Katrina McCurdy, who can forget that fudge, and Carrie Carter, just 80 last April. I know lots of other nanas, and octos are lurking, so make yourselves known. In the upcoming winter issue, longtime contributor to the BC Sylvia, Sugar, Lopez returns with an article about her Fresno chapter's Dining in the Dark fundraiser. You'll remember her yummy recipes. I hope you'll join Sylvia contributing material in 2016 as the BC celebrates its 60th year of publication. Remember, the Californian in our publication title means not only Susan and me as editors, but you, and you, and you.